Hi, I'm Caroline.
And I'm Hannah.
And this is Neostalgia.
This is a Neopets podcast, but like Neopets, it is not for children.
So hello and welcome. Today is the 12th day of awakening, year 24, as we record. We're recording on a Saturday because this Sunday is the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Which will have already happened by the time you listen to this. I don't particularly care who wins or loses. I'm just there for the food and the beverages and the commercials.
Yeah, the commercials like aren't even that good anymore. I guess we have to cheer for the Rams.
No, we have to. Yeah, but like I'm not going to be devastated if they lose.
Genuinely don't give a fuck.
But I feel like it's hard to do commercials during the pandemic now because they're like, come on back. And it's like, no. There's still so many cases.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's like, I don't need to go to Applebee's. Thank you.
It would have to be for like a product or something that I could order from my home.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not going to Applebee's. Like, I'm not like.
Not super... risking getting Omicron over Applebee's.
No, I haven't been to an Applebee's in, God, I don't know, ages.
I used to really like Applebee's when I was a kid.
I did too.
Because they had like good chicken tenders, and sometimes my mom would let me get like a Shirley Temple or something.
Yeah. But,
you know, as you grow up and your taste changes. I mean, it's not bad, but it's just like.
No, I don't even know like what their thing is. Like, what are they known for these days? I'm pretty sure I only liked them as a kid because I was really into bees, like as an insect, like just I really liked them
as an insect.
And so like because it had the word in it, I was like Applebee's, like yeah.
Cool. I didn't know this about you.
Yeah, I really liked bees because I really liked the mascot for the hometown buffet.
Oh yes, yes, that's true.
So I really liked that, and I wasn't into like what is it called when you know like Disneyland, like when people dress in the characters,
oh yeah, the characters.
Whatever. Yeah.
I mean called? Mascots, but not
yeah,
like,
mascots, but like
they're. I mean, they're called face characters.
Okay,
at
yeah.
Disneyland.
Face. I wasn't into that at all. I was afraid of every single one except for the hometown buffet bee.
That one was, he felt really welcoming
that one
to you.
Stay. Yeah. Not that we didn't like really go to Hometown Buffet that much, but
no.
I like was aware of.
He would be at like baseball games.
Yeah,
and stuff.
I was just aware of his presence and like he would give stickers. This has already gotten off to an insane start.
This is quite a tangent.
He would give out like stickers and stuff. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that I just thought like when I was really, really young, it was just like Applebee's, like it must have something to do with bees. And like, yeah, they had like normal food, so.
Yeah,
it made
just,
sense.
Yeah,
chicken tenders.
I mean,
and
yeah,
the word bee.
I think it's the thing is, it's like a family restaurant.
Right, it's easy.
So
yeah.
Eating good in the neighborhood,
exactly,
if you will.
Exactly. So, anyways.
It's weird. We have Super Bowl Sunday, and then we have Valentine's Day on a Monday.
Yeah. Stupid.
Not that it matters because no. I will literally be doing nothing.
Yeah.
Mike was like, do you want me to make anything special for dinner? Like, and I was like, I don't care, whatever.
Yeah,
we'll figure it out.
We were just going to cook something together, but we might end up celebrating like next weekend because Ryan's also doing finals. So it's just like not really good time.
I mean, I just don't like it's, I don't know. I guess it's important maybe when you're like first dating, but like,
yeah,
you know, it's just like I was like, do we even want to get each other cars? And they're like, no.
In the past, we've always just treated it as like an excuse to go out to eat or like order, mostly just order food because going out to eat on Valentine's Day is like actually a nightmare.
Yeah. Yeah. You never want to go out on the actual
and
day
it's not worth it. And it's always because especially like most places, if you want to go to a nice dinner for Valentine's Day, like they probably have like a fixed price menu.
Yep.
And like a special thing, and it's going to be inflated, and it's not going to be worth it, and it's going to be busy. Everyone is there doing their like weird romantic. It's just not, I don't know, not for me.
The one time I will say we did that it was fun is we went to the aquarium in Long Beach
on
Valentine's. They had like a Valentine's evening
that would be
thing,
cool.
And that was fun. And they also, I think they had a dinner there, but we weren't able to get tickets for that because it sold out too fast. So we ended up getting a reservation at California Pizza Kitchen, I think.
Oh, nice.
And they had like a nice, you know, it was like a 3-course meal
cool.
and whatever, and it was good. Probably a little overpriced, but whatever.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we did go. We've gone out on Valentine's a couple of times, but I can't remember. We've always tried to pick places that seemed like they wouldn't be as busy.
Yeah.
As like, you know, a steakhouse or something like that. I don't know. Like probably Italian restaurants and like steakhouses, I feel like are the ones.
The big ones.
and Olive Garden when I worked there.
It was God, yeah.
I did have to work Valentine's Day when I worked there, and it was really bad.
Yeah, so much solidarity to anyone who's working this weekend. Like, I imagine it's not going to be a fun time. Especially
on top of, like, the pandemic and, like, all, yeah.
Yeah. God. So, but I guess happy Valentine's Day to you if you celebrate, or Galentine's or Palentine's.
Or just Monday.
Or just Monday, you know, hanging in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't say I have anything really exciting to report. I've just been focusing a lot on work, and then when I have time off, I got a haircut last weekend.
Nice. I need to do that.
I made a puzzle. I put a puzzle together. That's pretty much the extent of the exciting things going on in my life.
Yeah, I have not been doing anything out of the ordinary. I did arrive to Caroline's with I made the milk bar pie. I believe we mentioned this on a podcast maybe like two or so ago.
You said you had the recipe and you were going to make it, but yes. I didn't realize you were going to make this for me as a belated birthday gift.
Yes, it was. Which I appreciate. I was saying that it was belated because I had to order milk powder and corn powder, milk powder you can find, but I couldn't find the right one that was like, because the only one I could find at Ralph's was like a non-fat milk powder, and I didn't think that would be good
for a pie.
Yeah, and then the corn powder like doesn't exist anywhere, and then
I'd literally never heard of it.
I did all this research and someone was like, well, you can get like freeze-dried corn from Whole Foods and then grind it up, and I was like, no,
I'm absolutely not.
Not doing that.
Why?
So I ordered it on
in
Amazon.
A pinch you can get freeze-dried. No.
I won't be doing that. But anyway, yeah, I made two pies, and I think the one I tried it this morning because I had to freeze overnight.
Yeah.
And so I was like terrified. I was really nervous. I woke up this morning and I was like, I'm going to try this pie. I hope it's not terrible. And it wasn't. It was very good.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, I think it's hard to be bad when it has that much like butter.
Yeah.
And sugar
it's literally
in it.
Like butter and sugar and like eggs. Like it's just like this very dense mixture, and like the crust is like an oat cookie. So like, how could it be bad?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm very much looking forward to it. I also told Hannah I got some Girl Scout cookies for us.
Yes, we were just talking about those.
I think we've talked about it before, so I won't go into detail, but I will say we got s'mores, we got tagalongs, we got Thin Mints.
Great.
Hannah has a Thin Mints hack, if you would like to share it.
A little treat I've been doing at night is you take two of your Thin Mints, which have been in the freezer, obviously, that's where they belong, and you take a little peanut butter, whatever peanut butter you like. I personally like Jif Natural. I don't like any peanut butter where you have to like stir it and it's
I'm
sorry,
absolutely
it's not for
not.
Me I don't I, like I get that it's like it's just peanuts and it's like healthy, but I don't care,
it's not.
I just want the good stuff. So then you put some peanut butter on a Thin Mint, and then you stack the Thin Mint on top, and you have a little peanut butter frozen peanut butter Thin Mint sandwich. It's really
that
good when
great.
You just want like something a little add some just like a je ne sais quoi,
a little indulgence
to your Thin Mint, and can even make two of them, you know?
Yeah.
That's
great.
It's great.
It's a great
Highly
idea.
Highly recommend.
All right. Well, turning to Neopets, the focus of this podcast, do you have any Labrae updates for our listeners?
Yes. So I had a royal boy, Yuri, before.
Elderly boy.
Elderly boy. Wow. And it has now become a red Tuscanini.
Okay.
So whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Nothing in between, just that.
So. I had a red Kachik, and I still have a red Kachik, and I've been zapping almost every day. Zapped just this morning, and it just went down to level one, so we'll see.
What can you do?
You got a Kachik.
I did.
You were inspired after our last episode.
Yes, last episode, I think I said something along the lines of, like, fuck it, I'll just get a Kachik, and exactly what I did. I adopted one from the pound. I used Lost Quiggle, found one with
we
a name that
it.
Was fine. And I adopted it. And today I painted her. I think it's a her. I painted them plushy.
Nice.
I dropped a cool 8mm on a plushy paintbrush from the auction house. Got it and painted it, and it looks great. So I'm thrilled.
Great. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah.
Love that for
love
you.
Love to spend my Neo points.
I mean, you might as
They're
well.
Just sitting there.
I've got to like... I have to figure out like what I want to do with all my pets, and then just go out and spend
yeah,
it.
Yeah, now's the time. You know, we don't know.
We don't know how long the site is going to last, or at least in its current form,
right.
without NFTs or whatever bullshit. So
spend that money.
You may as well.
Yep.
All right. Should we get to the news?
Yes.
And now it's time for Meepit News Break.
I just wanted to make a correction. I realized this when I was listening to the other episode that when we were talking about Elephant Day, they had the illustrious armory elephant outfit. And I said with confidence that it was in Moltara, which made sense to me.
Because
they have all that ore and stuff. Yeah. But it's actually in Altador.
Okay. Well.
So if any of you are angry, I'm very sorry. No one has tweeted at me. I can imagine that someone was upset. Want you to know that I know that I fucked up and I'm sorry.
Very important to stay accountable.
That's right.
I did not know. I just was like, Moltara sounds great. Totally cool. Yeah. So good to know.
Great.
We live and learn.
And then Kachik Day had already happened, but we did not know the new color and outfit the last time we recorded. And of course, as I predicted, it's fucking burlap.
It was indeed burlap.
Looks like a little Frankenstein's monster.
Yeah. It does have some like
Coraline.
Some purple, which is fun.
Yes. There's not much you can do to improve a burlap, in my opinion.
Yeah, so that unsurprisingly occurred.
Yep. The new outfit is actually very cute.
It is cute, yeah.
It's Florin, who was one of the original founding members of Altador, the Council of Twelve or whatever. He's just cute.
Yeah.
I like him. I always, again, like we said last time, I always forget how much I like Kachiks until I see them. I'm like, oh yeah,
they're cute. Very cute. And like, I feel like they're very customizable.
Yes.
Like they work really well with a lot of outfits and stuff. Just because of the way like their body is, I guess. And they have like a clear head and body.
Yeah.
And feet.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that helps. But yeah, it's very cute. Yeah, I'm seeing our next point here is that I forgot about this, but
I can't forget. It haunts me.
When the Neopets team tweeted about Kachik Day, they referred to the Kachik as a feline fellow. And then replied with a cat gif and the text feline. Really silly for that mix up. So that was an accident.
How did that even, but like who, how did this even happen?
I wonder if it was a new person. And they just looked at the Kachik and was like, yeah, it's a cat. I don't know.
Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. Like, Waki, even Aisha, sure. But a Kachik, like, the only thing is, like, the tail, maybe?
Like, I guess I could see how if you, like, the ears are pointed, but they're not, they're pointed down. So it's not really, like, cat-like.
Although,
I don't know.
To be fair, if you asked me what does the Kachik most look like, I couldn't tell you.
I would. It's just kind of cute. Like a squirrel.
Yeah. It always had more of a rodent-esque appearance.
Yeah. The tail is sort of like a fox. I don't know.
It's just cute.
They just probably shouldn't have equated it to anything without like confirmation. I don't know. It was silly. Like it's not a big deal, but.
It just, again, if they were, this were only the first time this had happened, then it wouldn't matter.
It's just but compounding it's just like, mistakes.
Yeah, constantly just having the wrong dates for things or using images that weren't actual released pets.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, I was like, Kachik? Feline?
Feline. Yeah, everyone was like, what? I never knew a Kachik was a cat. And they're like, it isn't.
Oops. So that's Kachik Day.
Yes.
And then we had Zafara Day. The new color is Stealthy.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It just looks like all of... Yeah, it's fine. The Stealthy things, there's just a lot going on sometimes.
Yeah.
I like the coloring. I just don't like the outfit is like a lot.
Yeah, it's a little too much.
But,
Again, we've talked about like... Stealthy it doesn't really seem actually that stealthy because a lot of the clothes are like not
it's more of like a warrior
it's like a ninja kind of esque thing. This one has kind of like a almost like an ombre where it's like going from like black to red and then some blue accents. It has like little streamers on its hat for some reason. I don't know.
Stealth.
So that exists. And then the outfit, again, just killing it with these just outfits of existing Neopets from lore. Yeah. They did a Kayla outfit, who's the she runs the little magic shop in Meridale. Yep. And it's very cute.
Yeah, got a little potion vial, a little cape and a hat, and yeah, it's cute, just simple little Kayla outfit. So that's no notes.
Do you know what I'm just now realizing? Mm-hmm. Zafara has, like, two little spikes on its back.
Yeah, they, like, have a like, little bit of lizard going on.
I always thought they were cute, but I don't know about that. The tail is also weird.
Yeah, the tail is
the tail is a little bit, like, reptilian, but then it ends in, like, a feather?
Yeah.
Bizarre.
They're just a bizarre pet. I don't know.
Anyway. The Neopies are back. Did not anticipate this happening, but I guess it makes sense because it's a pretty low effort event that they can do. They converted everything into HTML5. We still have good old Ellsworth. And then they have a bunch of different categories that somehow they have scraped together. Most of them are items.
Yeah.
So I guess that works. So that's running through February 20th. I presume most of you have been voting every day as I have.
Mm-hmm. You get a little prize, a random item.
Something.
When you vote.
We've had some of the winners have been announced. The most recent just today or yesterday was best pet color for the fairy Blomthis, which I'm honestly not familiar with.
Yeah, I didn't include this because there was like a board where someone was saying that most of the pets on here like weren't released yet.
Yeah, I saw on Jelly Neo they said they finally released them two days ago on like February 10th, So it's like, does that really, I don't know what the qualifications are for the Neopies. I feel like it should have. Clearly they intended for it to come out
earlier.
I don't know why this one was so popular. I mean, it looks nice.
It's cool.
But the Valentine Panda Fan, in my opinion, is the real MVP here.
It's really cute.
It's extremely cute.
I actually voted for the Snow Feebit.
Also cute. I thought about it for a minute.
I think the Snow Feebit looks like ridiculous, but I like it. I don't know. I almost voted for the Valentine Panda Fan, and that came in with 30% of the votes.
Yeah.
But the fairy Balanthus has won. So
good for it.
Great. And then we had one of the categories, best site event, which is like
very limited.
A little controversial because people were like, is April Fool's really a site?
I was gonna say, is April Fool's count as an event?
I guess it does because it's like a day.
It's like we don't actually do anything.
Yeah.
They created some art assets and they made the little like trailer.
Yeah.
And it was good. Like it was a good April Fool's.
Yeah.
I still feel like calling it an event is stretching it, which is why I didn't vote for it.
Yeah. Advent calendar
was fine. Obviously there were some days that were not a lot of work was put into. Altador Cup was a fucking mess. Yeah. I'm shocked, honestly, that Altador Cup has I guess it has more votes than April Fool's, which makes sense if you don't consider that an event.
Yeah.
And then I voted personally for Festival of Nags because I actually thought it was a pretty well done event. Like nothing was fucked up. It was an actual event. A little bit of a weird retcon, but I was here for it. But Advent Calendar won.
Yeah, so. I mean, it's not surprising because it's a popular event.
Yeah, a lot of people love that.
Best
caption image, I don't really have much to say about that.
No.
Best Advent prize, Baby Aisha stamp by a landslide.
Yeah, that's not even close. Obviously, you voted for that. Advent prize wearable went to Flaming Room, of course.
Yeah,
it's like this is fine room.
Which they also did the best Advent comic, and I voted for the This Is Fine one. But the winner, of course, was the Jinja, which I also almost voted for.
Yeah, I voted for the This Is Fine one too. But
very good.
I definitely was thinking about it. And it was very close.
I like that the best new NeoPoint item is the futility of existence.
Wasn't that, did we do that for an item?
You featured that one, I think.
I did.
I voted for it. Released for Grey Day. I also voted for it.
But it was close. I really like the Fiore bento box.
It is cute.
It's really nice looking. But yeah, I did vote for the futility of existence. And then the best NeoPoint wearable went to the chocolate tuxedo.
I voted for that just because, honestly, I didn't really care that much, but I was like, it's an actual wearable.
Yeah, cool. I feel like for the cup of Borovan.
Cup of Borovan was cute too. Yeah, so there's still more. I'm interested to see how best Neopet color shakes out. Yeah. Because, of course, the Moroccan Kiko is a user-created design. I voted for that one, but it was real close between that and the Candy Mirka, to say.
I do like the Candy Mirka because it has the sour belt tail, but I did vote for the Kiko. The other options are Woodland Teco and the Burlap Drake.
No.
Obviously I'm not going to vote for those, but I get
obviously I'm not going to vote for them. But.
and then we have the best species-specific outfit. I voted for Sunflower Cow. Same. Obviously.
Obviously. If it doesn't win, it's a travesty.
It's so cute.
If Spider Grundo gets more votes than Sunflower Cow, I'm going to lose my mind.
I know.
The NeoCache feature, I was like, I participated in none of these. I voted for the dip and dye in eggs just randomly.
I picked the stocking spectacular randomly. Fine. So I don't know. I really have no idea what's actually good. I almost did the Altador Coastline Gala, but I'd never heard of it. So I didn't
I know is it took place during the Altador Cup and that was a mess.
Oh,
so.
Okay. That makes sense. I was like, I don't know what that is. And Haunted Mansion, is that Halloween?
I mean, it was Halloween. It was around Halloween.
Yeah, I just am out of the loop on these. But that's that. Keep voting. So, get your prize.
Yeah, there's a few more categories will be coming out. And if you voted on the first day of each category, you get an additional prize at the end.
Yeah.
So.
Fun.
Great.
okay, so then we had the newest editorial is out, but this is the previous editorial. And the newest editorial is, like, there's nothing worth mentioning, so it doesn't even matter. But
I thought this was the latest.
There's a new editorial. One that's out, like, as of, like, isn't it? I swear I looked at the editorial the other day, and it was different. I feel like
there wasn't, but let me check.
Swear I looked at the editorial, and it was different, but maybe I accidentally looked at an old one. I don't know. Anyway, this is from February 4th. Yeah, it wouldn't make sense. There wouldn't be a new one now.
Well, I think there's, because the last one came out on February 4th, and if it's every 2 weeks, it would be the 18th would be the next one.
Weird. I don't know what was going on there. But anyway, we had an editorial from February 4th, which is issue 953. And there's just really two questions and answers that we wanted to call out here.
Yeah. The rest were mostly bug fixes.
The rest was just the regular.
And it was funny to me because one of them was like, hey, can you just fix this? Also, you don't have to put this in the editorial because it's just a bug fix. But they did anyway.
Yeah, here you go. Fixed. But the first thing, basically someone asked if the converted games have their own separate high score table or if they have no high score table at all, because they were playing Igloo Garage Sale and my score never showed up on the table despite it being high enough. There was also an issue with the scoring for that game, so they're working on that. But anyway, Yarner said, hey, all the newly converted HTML5 games do have their own high score table separate from the previous Flash games. We'll look into the issue you're having with the suspicious scores. But where is the high score table? And there are people on the games boards that were like, what? What does this mean? Where, like, because people have been wondering for a while, it's been like a known, like, bug in quotes that there's no scores for the new games. But now Yarner is like, oh, yeah, there's a separate score table, but, like, where is it?
I wonder if it's, like, on the back end it exists, but they haven't, put it in the UI or something.
Because people were like, well, they didn't say where it
is. I've never seen it, personally.
No, it doesn't. It currently isn't, like, accessible to players, I don't think. So that's confusing and strange. Yeah. And then the other thing about games, they're both about games, is someone said, hey, what is the current game plan for revamping the Flash and Shockwave games that award avatars? There are so many of us who need to earn those precious avatars. Really hoping to see those brought back ASAP. And then Yarner again said, hi, we have prioritized testing these games as we know it is important. We agree we must earn those precious avatars. Again, what
does it mean? What does that mean?
Test. So, like, my reading of this if you'll remember the last editorial, they said that they did not currently have any
games in the works, and we were like, this is devastating and weird. Now I'm like, well, maybe they've already been done and they're just sitting there being tested, and so they're prioritizing testing those, but they really should have been more clear in the editorial answer. If you're just going to be like, oh, we're not currently working on that, wouldn't you rather say,
we're testing games.
Or we have like 20 converted games, they're not ready to be pushed out because we're still testing them, but they are done, you know, something like that, instead of like, we're just not working on it. I don't know if this is really just poor communication or if no one knows what's happening.
The other thing is I'm worried about is like this was two different staff members that answered this, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Was the last one Yarner too?
Maybe. I don't know. Why don't you check on that? Yes. But I'm just worried that like maybe not everyone knows what's going on.
Yeah, it's
because it does seem like the answers vary and they keep going back and forth on some of these things. So it's just not clear what exactly is happening right now.
It was Yarner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, then, this makes no sense.
Yeah.
Why would you not have said?
It was Yarner that said we don't currently have any game conversions in the works.
Do they mean?
I don't know what that means.
No. Okay. I was going to say, do they mean like, are they going to work on the ones that they've already converted that award avatars? But they said specifically Flash and Shockwave games.
Also, none of the ones that have been converted award an avatar.
None of them?
I'm pretty sure.
Is Igloo Garage Sale not?
Nope. Not. Oh, Ice Cream Machine does.
Yeah.
That's it. Pretty sure.
But they specifically said in the question Flash and Shockwave games. So
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, the best case scenario is that they have some games converted that they are testing and will hopefully eventually release. The worst case scenario is they're lying.
I don't know, being misleading.
I don't know what
like the oversight of the editorial looks like. Sometimes I feel like it's just like it's like the last thing that anyone does, and then they're just like, oh, we need to do that real quick. Yeah. Just do it. And then it's like, what are you saying? I don't know. There's really no – maybe next editorial someone will be like,
can you clarify
what's going on? Actually, I'd write in and be like, I'm really confused about this.
I might.
Because like, what? So yeah, that's weird. I don't know.
We also – I think someone asked about like the – quote-unquote beta release.
Yeah.
We haven't had any like releases lately or any updates to the release notes, and they're like, something will be coming soon, but again, soon means when? I don't know.
Yeah, soon is the big
It's been several months at least, I think, and I can't even actually find the release notes now from the site, so that's cool.
Great.
Yeah, so I don't know. I pray to God that at minimum we get a converted Sutex tomb that works.
Yeah.
Because that's an Avatar game, right?
It is, yeah.
So, but I really have no idea. I really wish they were more clear with their communication.
Yeah,
and more detailed.
Makes no sense. Anyway, that's the editorial.
I also, like, don't want to get my hopes up too much because I feel like I was really devastated by the last one.
Yeah.
And if that's, like, more the case, like, oh, actually, like, I don't know, in the future maybe we'll have more games, like...
Yeah.
I just have to keep my expectations low because who knows?
Yeah. No, there's not a new editorial. I think I somehow looked at, like, a previous one.
That happens sometimes. I don't know.
It's fine. Everything's fine.
So hopefully more to come. I really don't know. I'm very confused. If anyone has an inside scoop, whoever the TNT staff member is that's listening, if you want to drop us an email or post something on the site to clarify, that would be
like,
cool.
Like, are there games? Or not.
Will there be more games than the like 11 that we have?
Yeah.
And also they said I think also they were working on Altador Cup, so I don't know if that means they're gonna like fix the Altador Cup games. Like there's a lot that still needs to be improved.
Yeah.
So anyway. I just I just saw on Jelly Neo, shout out to Jelly Neo. I have not played Island Builders.
No.
Apparently it is only available in open beta for Android devices and remains in a closed beta for iOS devices, which is wild because it's been like over a year.
Yeah, that game just isn't, it's not going anywhere.
It's just so bizarre because they really, really hyped it up.
Yeah.
Like this, it, like, remember they called it, like, it was Neopets Project X or whatever. Yeah. And they had, like, the little, like, demo when we went to the Comic-Con thing. Yeah. And now it's just like, oh, that still exists?
Yeah, I don't know.
And we all know it's going to, like, get killed off eventually.
Yeah, I don't have.
But for some reason, they're having a Valentine's Day event. And I wanted to highlight this because... Per Jelly Neo, the Valentine's Day update reveals that Chief Honcho, who apparently is a character on Island Builders, has a husband, making him the first gay character in Neopets canon. And then Jelly Neo user Problematic Perry Plum, who I believe follows us. I think that's the one who's like always drawing techos.
Ah, yes.
they posted a screenshot from the game, which seems to confirm this, which is that Honcho, this presumably male eerie with the beard, says, "My husband may be traveling, but I have no intention of even looking at another Neopet."
All right.
Which is good, I guess.
We love a loyal king.
Yeah, so interesting. Like
to put it in Island Builders, but
it feels
know.
Like the thing that Disney keeps doing where they're just like the first official gay character, like, and then
did
it's
you
like,
catch it?
Yeah, it's like one has like one line, and then they keep doing it every time. They're like, first gay character in the Marvel universe, like, first gay character in Star Wars, and they're never like main characters.
Yeah, representation doesn't mean just like having one little anyway.
But... Yeah, and it's clear that like they're obviously doing it because they don't want to piss off. I guess people that are, like, more conservative, but most importantly, like, the Chinese market.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, there are always things that, like, potentially they could edit out, you know? So this is, like, I don't know. On the one hand, like, good, I guess. Weird that they haven't, like, promoted this, given that I feel like they could use some positive press. And yeah, I feel like they've been trying to be more, like, LGBTQ plus friendly. Whatever.
It's a mystery to me, but
yeah,
I wish Chief Honcho and his husband the absolute best.
I hope they have a lovely Valentine's Day together.
I wish I knew who the husband was.
Perhaps that will be revealed in the future.
I hope so. I'm not going to play this game, but I would like to stay informed on.
Yeah, I was looking at the guide to the game and I was like, I mean, maybe I should try it, given that we have a Neopets podcast, but also I just have no desire for it, and I have no time.
Yeah. I really haven't heard, like, anyone say anything positive or negative about it, so I just...
There are clearly some people who are playing it,
yeah.
But I am not among them, so let us know what you think.
Yes.
If you're an Island Builders player.
Yeah.
All right, well...
Yeah, we gotta do the
the crypto stuff. I honestly did not even put this in the document to begin with because I thought we had already covered it, and then I realized we had only talked about the tweet about them launching the roadmap and not the actual roadmap, which came out after we recorded the last.
There's like a whole lot to say because obviously it's just like we're not gonna like it, and it's also confusing, and we don't know like.
Well,
half of
and
this
it's
stuff,
just
but...
like. This is, like, what they're claiming, too. Like,
yeah,
we have no idea
done.
If they're actually going to accomplish this.
No.
But, yeah, the Neopets Metaverse team released their latest roadmap slash timeline on January 30th. And I pulled a quote from it that says, "We are here to make the Neopets Metaverse a reality in Web 3.0 by building you a fun, free-to-play game that you'll love with the options of play and earn."
Okay.
So, clearly, someone from TNT was like, okay, we're... It's never going to be pay to play.
Yeah.
Because that was one of the things that people brought up.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, it's free to play, but also you could play and earn.
It's just.
You could earn crypto.
I just continue to be confused about what the game is.
I would love to know, like, what does this actually look like? How does this actually work?
Well, because originally they had said, too, it's like, oh, there's going to be, like, the Battle Dome and there's going to be, like, shop. So I'm like, are you just making Neopets again somewhere else? Or is it actually different?
Yeah.
Or, and, like,
I don't know. I just, like, it's a lot of words and a lot of, like, we're going to do this and this, but I haven't seen any, like, I don't know. Is like, would, like, providing, like, some sort of, like, prototype or, like, a layout
or something designs.
Be, like, I would be curious to see, like, what that is. Not because I, like, want to join, but just, I'm just curious. Like,
yeah.
Because especially if it is kind of, like, oh, we're just, like, building Neopets in the crypto space, then, like, what happens to regular Neopets?
Right.
And I don't know.
So I'll give a brief rundown of their roadmap. So Q1, which for those of you not in business, is quarter one, which is the first quarter is 3 months. So that's basically end of March is the end of Q1. They're plan to, quote, introduce the basic gameplay and its related in-game and NFT elements at a high level.
Okay.
I don't know what this means, but they only have a month and a half left of Q1. So I don't know what we're going to get.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because Q2, they say they're going to release the first trailer for Neopets Metaverse and launch initial Metaverse offering, IMO, our initial offering of tokens, allowing the broader community to invest in the Metaverse.
Okay.
Okay. Q3, they plan to launch the alpha version of Neopets Metaverse to those with priority access, which I guess some of those will be the people who purchased the NFTs will have early access. And then in Q4, they will, quote, integrate new GameFi elements and land ownership into Neopets Metaverse, allowing an open world experience.
Okay.
We already have that on the site, but whatever.
Yeah.
This seems really ambitious.
Open world. Yeah,
And also still pretty vague.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the thing about it, too, is, like, this could really be anything, so...
Yeah.
I don't know if they're just trying to, like, drum up hype and, like,
probably
have people buy into it. I just, we can't really... They haven't really delivered anything that makes me assume that this is going to be, like, really cool.
No.
So, I don't know.
You'll remember that they released a survey for like a week between Christmas and New Year's. and they wrote another blog post a while back called their Neo Year Resolution, which basically responds to the survey but ignores any potential negative feedback.
Mm-hmm.
The most they got to being like, some people are skeptical and they're like, we have a community with varying levels of immersion in the wild, wild crypto and NFT space. Within this community, we also have people who are enthusiastic about the project and people who hold reservations as they search for more reasons and justifications to believe in it.
All right.
And you also have people who fucking hate it and told you to stop doing this, but you didn't include that in your little word cloud.
No.
It also was, like, weird to me that in this post they talk, you know, a lot about, like, oh, like, you know, Neopets has been this great game for over 20 years and everyone has nostalgia for it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then they're, like, talking about the things that people indicated were important to them. And they're like, that our rich and colorful lore prevails as a favorite feature is a testament to our creative community and the decades worth of narrative we have designed together. You didn't do any of this.
Yeah,
this team, literally this team was hired in December because they had the original Neopets Metaverse team was not very good at interacting with people and they got replaced. And so this team literally has had shit to do with Neopets, but they're just like, wow, we're so excited that our deep lore is like bringing people. It's like, you didn't do this. You're just tacking on to something that already existed and
just, like,
you probably don't even understand it.
Stole from Dress to Impress.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they still have not addressed that.
Yeah.
So interesting. Again, I guess we'll see.
It
seems like a lot of bullshit, and I hope that it dies because it's taking resources away from the actual site that needs it. But it seems like there's not a lot we can do. Like, everyone has expressed how much they're against it, and yet they keep going.
Yeah, at this point, we just have to watch it unfold and hopefully not really make it. But I don't know. I really don't know. But the last part of this was there's an article in CoinDesk, which Jillian Neo linked to it, just about the Metaverse project, and Herdy was quoted a couple times.
And it's interesting because, so I read this whole article, and CoinDesk is like a crypto news site. Like, they're very pro-crypto.
Yeah.
Like, literally at the top as I'm looking at this, they have little, like, stock ticker about,
it's definitely
Bitcoin and Ethereum and whatever. But even then, they are like, there are some legitimate concerns about this, actually. Like, they pointed out, obviously, that they originally announced that, like, 20,000 NFTs, and they only sold a little over 4,000, and then the minting process sucked, and there were bots driving up the prices, and the NFTs were honestly ugly.
Yep.
And then they mentioned the Dress to Impress scandal, which... In an interview with CoinDesk, project manager Danning Chen declined to comment on the incident, but sent a follow-up email from the project team saying the current Neopets Metaverse team was new, having made staffing changes in December 2021 after the sale of the NFTs. Some of the original team members that worked on the project have left already. We are looking into what happened.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's pretty clear that they stole the assets, but they don't really want to own up to it.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, it was the team before us. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
But yeah,
they also said there's only 5 full-time staff.
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say, is like they released the roadmap and whatever, and CoinDesk article says these are lofty goals for a project that, according to Chen, currently only has 5 full-time team members.
Yeah.
The lack of resources appears evident with some cursory Googling. A search for Cartoon Fantasy Village pulls up the backdrop of the project's website, a Shutterstock image that can be licensed for $12. It's unclear if the team's current roster includes a digital artist. Art is like a huge part of Neopets.
Well, yeah, and especially
if they don't have an artist. Like, how are they going to do this?
Yeah, especially with creating like an open world concept and like a whole. I don't quite get it. I don't know. It's definitely a lot of red flags. I mean, obviously, but like, just from a business standpoint, like, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No. And then they finish off the article by saying, many Neopets fans have voiced fears that this project looks a lot like a cash grab, if not an outright rug pull waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. If at best it's just a failed experiment, it wouldn't be the first in the Neopets canon. The brand has promoted and failed to deliver on a host of projects, including a mobile app, stalled indefinitely, an animated series, stalled. Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember that was supposed to come out in fall 2021, and we haven't heard anything about it
good
since?
Stuff.
Weird. And even another crypto project, Neopets Crypto Quest, a short-lived Ethereum-based trading card game from 2018 that died after a few months. Fans like Herdy are outraged that NetDragon's money is being used to spin up new projects while their original beloved game is on life support, held together with spaghetti code. Leeching money and resources away from the rest of the Neopets brand could potentially lead to things like the classic site being shuttered, Herdy told CoinDesk. It's quite certainly the last thing the fans of the Neopets brand want.
Yeah.
Which I think is pretty clear.
Very true.
So... Interesting. It is interesting that even, like, some people in the crypto community are like, this seems shady.
Well, certainly, like, I'm sure there have been better orchestrated rollouts of, like, NFTs or whatever that make more sense and have, like, qualified people behind them. I don't know. Nothing really more to say about NFTs. It's just that's more news, and we will continue to...
Unfortunately, we must persevere and continue to report on this as their updates come in.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's talk about something else.
Move on.
Presenting Hannah and the Avatar Adventure.
Yes. So we have an Avatar Adventure.
We do.
I successfully obtained the Plushie Tycoon Avatar on February 2nd after playing Plushie Tycoon. I played, I did this in January. Obviously, if you've played Plushie Tycoon, the game lasts a month, but you can technically start it at any time.
Mm-hmm.
So initially I did start it on like January 3rd and I kept it going for like a couple days and then things started getting bad. I restarted and I restarted like multiple times. And then I finally I was just like, I really want to get this over with. So the last like 4 days of the month, I started a new game because some people were saying like, if you just want to get the avatar, if you start at like the very end of the month, you never have to pay your taxes. So
amazing.
So I did. Yeah. Because the tax man comes after 7 days. And so he doesn't come. And so I just needed, because all you have to do is finish with more than you start with, which you start with 50K. So you have to finish with at least 50K and one.
Yeah.
Just over. And so, I did a couple rounds of making plushies. I followed all these guides. I finally found this other guide that made it I don't know, like, advised me to buy different plushies and or make different plushies in different colors. And I did all these things and it worked. I got the avatar. Yay. I ended up getting on the top tycoons list. Amazing. Because nobody fucking plays anymore. So I finished with like 58,000 or something. And so that put me on the top tycoons list at the very bottom. But I was on there. Not that it matters. So I ended up, yeah, I got the avatar and I got a couple thousand Neo points and a bronze trophy.
Ooh.
For my hard work, which is
you have 4 days of hard work and not paying taxes.
I evaded my taxes and I got the trophy, so that's how it goes.
So it's like real life.
It's exactly. I thought it was extremely boring and difficult, and I will never be playing it again.
Yeah,
I that's was fair. Not really a fan. I do understand how you get really into it if you kind of like learn how the game works and like. If you're, I don't know, if you're into, like, economics or something, like, buying and selling at the right time. But it was – I found it pretty difficult, and you also have to be, like, checking it a lot.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, people who finish in, like, the millions, like, that's pretty impressive.
That's wild.
I don't think that I would be able to do it or have the patience for it. But a lot of people on the boards, like, were very helpful, and a couple guides were helpful. So I did it. It's done.
Yay.
Got the avatar. I did try to get the – Avatar Collector Avatar, but I got bumped off with my 340. But now that I have 341, I will try again. Beyond that, I don't know. We'll see, because I don't have any game avatars to try for. So
yeah,
probably be stuck at 341 for a while. But
are there like any other, like most of the other ones you still need to get are just random,
it's
right?
Like all of the stamp ones, obviously, which is like I can't afford like any of them.
Yeah.
And then there's like. Yeah, game ones, the discarded Grundo plushie that I do every day, and the rubbish dump whenever that gets, like, fixed, I guess. I can try for that. But otherwise, and there's, like, some broken ones, and there's, like, the caption contest avatar. Yeah.
You could try for that.
I do try, but nope, they don't think I'm funny.
Wow. I think you're funny.
Thank you. I still try, but I don't know if it's like a matter of timing or if I'm not like submitting at the right time. I think I just need to be like way more diligent about it. But it's like it's hard to think of like one caption, let alone like 30.
Well, and when you're like on the spot.
Right, you know? Exactly. Yeah. It's tough, but I'll keep trying.
I believe in you.
Thank you.
We'll get there.
But you have one as well.
I shockingly truly did not expect this. I do Grumpy Old King occasionally.
Right.
When I remember to and when I'm doing like my dailies. And I got the Scarl Moody avatar on January 30th.
It's a tough one.
Yeah, which I've been telling him the same fucking joke for months, and he finally got mad at me for it. Nice. So I got that avatar, which I honestly wasn't really trying to, I mean, I guess I was, but like.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Now you can try for the
I got
other
lucky.
One with that daily. There's another one, the court jester, but you have to tell.
You have to make him laugh.
Yeah, and you have to tell a specific joke that's, it's like, let's see if I can remember it.
Oh, is that the Tin of Olives one?
Yeah, it's like, what
do
you
do? That's the one I've been using.
Okay. So eventually,
I thought this was the one you got for that, but it's the different one.
I think it is, unless I'm misremembering. But
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Bloomer Court Jester or whatever gets the, if you make him laugh by saying, what do you do if Fierce Piofens has eaten too many tin of olives or whatever.
Yeah, I've been using that. I will continue to use it.
Yeah,
the nice thing is it pre-fills it for you, so you don't have to click through every time.
Yeah,
and also, my standard answer to that, if anyone's curious, is you don't.
Nice.
Which I think is as good an answer as any.
I think that's great. I don't remember what I have both of those, but I don't remember what God, it seemed like I did that joke for an eternity.
It's a long time. It's
so I don't even know. Like, why is it that? I don't know. It's funny.
I don't know.
But yeah. Great.
All right.
Love it. Hopefully I'll have another Avatar Adventure soon next month. I don't know.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. We'll keep you posted. Mm-hmm. Should we go to the boards?
Let's do it.
Getting ka-cheeky.
Okay, I will start if that's okay.
Yeah, go for it.
So, as always, had to go to the newbies because that's where
that was the only
happening.
Place I could find anything for
this. I really tried. I looked all
I did
over
too.
And it was like nothing. So, the newbies boards topic do Neopets think Fiora is a god?
I saw this one.
And then OP says, I hate her. Jeez. And they followed up, specifically because she wields that kind of power, she shouldn't be in charge. She is unchecked. She needs independent oversight. She's not good. Someone commented, you would think a god would know how to do their makeup, which is savage.
Wow.
Someone else said, I want Fairyland to go back up into the sky so we don't have to share our land with the ruling class anymore. Yuck. And then someone else said, wash out your mouth. They also have a Taylor Swift-related Siggy, which I just noticed. And then someone else said, low-key doubt it. She hasn't even really done anything cool.
Wow.
And then someone else said, this is why I tried to start an uprising to overthrow her. She lets too many weird things go on in Neopia. And for what? Question mark, question mark. A literal Zweetalk managed to trap the fairies into stone. Neopians have the real power here, TBH.
That's fair.
It's true.
Yeah.
That's not wrong.
Yeah.
I feel like we've talked about Fiora a little bit in the past, in that, you know, most of the countries or lands have monarchies.
Yeah.
And she's just like, but she's like, I feel like even above that, because she does allegedly have all of this power. Although, as they pointed out, like, I don't know. I just thought this was funny. And I would like to see some sort of fairy commission board or something. Like, it is,
she does have
pretty
too
wild
much.
That yeah. she's just basically whatever she says goes.
Yeah.
But I just thought it was a funny exchange.
I never thought about her makeup. I guess it is kind of a lot.
It's a little choice. Over the top.
It's a choice,
Couldn't be me, certainly. No. Especially considering I don't even wear makeup most of the
time.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it. That's too hard. Every day, like, woof.
Well, maybe she probably has like a magic spell or something.
Yeah.
She probably doesn't actually have to do it.
Yeah, it's probably magic, or she like tattooed it on.
I feel like I've said this before, but in the Princess Diaries book, the grandma shaves off her eyebrows and gets them tattooed on.
Some people do that.
And that was always wild to me as a kid. And she was also like,
I remember that.
Such a bitch in the books. And then in the movies, it's just like really nice
Julie Andrews. I can't remember I don't think I read the books.
They're fun.
I've read a few other Meg Cabot books.
Yeah, she's
Cabot?
Cabot, I think.
I think it's Cabot.
She wrote the Mediator books, which are about this girl who has like psychic powers and then she gets a ghost boyfriend, which is fun.
Wow. I read all of the, or maybe just, I think there's three. I think I read the first two of the Airhead series.
I don't think I read those.
It's like a girl gets her like, I think it's like a body swap situation with like a supermodel type of thing. And then I read her one-off book, How to Be Popular, that I really liked at the time. I don't know if I know that one.
She also wrote, I think it was her, she wrote Avalon High, which was then turned into like a movie.
Yes, I never read it, but I know what you're talking about. She's written a lot of books.
Anyway, this has nothing to do with anything. What's your first Neo Boards topic?
Okay. I also went to Newbies, and this is just a really quick one. And there was just nothing. This person said Gruslin Appreciation Board.
Is it Gruslin or Gruslin? Because I've always said Gruslin.
You know, I always said Gruslin, but Gruslin kind of makes more sense.
I honestly have no idea. I don't think this is on the pronunciation guide because they don't have pets.
Truly don't know. I've always just said Gruslin for no reason at all. But anyway.
Maybe we'll do a Twitter. We could do a Twitter poll and see.
Let's do it. We'll do it after this episode comes out. Okay. This person said, this is a safe board to tell your Gruslin or Gruslin stories and chat with other Gruslin or Gruslin fans.
You can just say it the one way that you want to say it. It's fine.
Said, Gruslin. Now it sounds doesn't sound like a word. I don't know.
I mean, it's not technically a real
No, it isn't. Gruslins deserve to grow up big and strong and become Neopets, TBH. I do like a Gruslin. I think they're cute.
They are really cute. I also actually saw this board and I was thinking about it and someone linked out to the Royal Gruslin and I was like, damn, that is cute.
Yeah, I pulled up all of the Royal Gruslin is really cute. Really adorable. And I also like the birthday one. It has a little
I don't think I've seen that one.
It has a little like one of those blowers, like party blowers in its mouth. And it looks like it's covered in like frosting or something. I don't know. All of them are very cute. I'm a fan.
Yeah, I love them.
So cool. It would definitely be a cute Neopet if that ever occurred one day.
It could happen. I mean, that's there is the croc one, right?
Yeah, exactly. Someone came in and said they are like fine, I guess.
Okay. Thought this was a Gruslin appreciation this is supposed board.
To be a safe place for Gruslin appreciation. And then someone said they're cute, appreciates them.
So true. The fairy Gruslin is also really cute. Yeah. The gray Gruslin makes me sad. I don't know why, but now I'm looking at it. It reminds me of my dog a little bit.
Aww.
And I love him.
Cute.
I think I'm gonna get a Gruslin. I'm getting convinced.
Fuck it. Just do it.
Why not? I mean, if you get a regular Gruslin, it's only 250 Neo points.
Yeah, this is steel. So and you can paint it whatever color you want. Actually, yeah. I think sometimes buying the painted version is sometimes cheaper.
Yeah.
Than buying the paintbrush and the
pet. That's probably not true. Sure. The birthday Gruslin is only 81,500 Neo points.
It's not even expensive. The snow Gruslin, well, it's not that great, but it's only 32,000. Yeah, I really like I don't know what pet I would give it to, but...
Yeah, that's what I have to think about is what pet it belongs with.
They are super cute. I might have one in my, like, safety deposit box. Who knows? That makes me
I
sad.
I might, too. It's just, yeah. We've talked about that before. It really doesn't make sense for them to be there, yeah, but it's sad. Whatever.
But anyway, yeah, they're just underrated and cute, and I hadn't thought about them in a while, and so...
I hadn't either,
I like the rainbow. I like the pink, the spotted, even.
Yeah, white. The spotted is very cute.
Very cute. Big fan. So great. No notes. Also the Christmas one is cute. It has little candy cane tusks.
Yeah, I really like it.
And the cloud one, great. The black one even, like the yeah.
None of them are except for I would say the mutant Gruslin. Also the island Gruslin looks a little bit weird and I don't know if was this even released?
It looks like maybe not. It has a mask.
Oh, it says price unable to be determined by Jelly Neo staff. But it has
maybe it exists, but there just aren't any for sale, so you'd have to just paint one yourself.
Well, thank you to OP of this board for bringing awareness to Gruslins. Yeah, exactly. We appreciate it.
They would, honestly, a Gruslin would look really cute attached to a Kugra.
That's true. Mm-hmm. I was thinking Kugra or maybe a Loop.
Yeah.
So, I'll ponder this.
A candy Kugra. Maybe I'll give it a birthday Gruslin.
There you go. I think that would be cute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to do it. Why not?
Okay. Why the hell not?
Why the hell not? All right, what you got?
All right, so I guess warning Encanto spoilers. If you haven't seen it, obviously highly recommend.
At this point, you gotta know the song. Like,
I mean, at least. It's gone like multi-platinum or whatever.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's beat out the like Let It Go
records,
which is wild. I don't know, I never thought anything would top Let It Go. And this song is so... it's a great song, but it's, like, so random.
Yeah, I didn't expect it to be that
I doubt they popular. Thought... I doubt when Lin-Manuel was writing this that he thought this was the one. Unless he did. I don't know.
I don't know either. But, the song is We Don't Talk About Bruno, obviously. So the topic is ITT, in this thread, we talk about Bruno. and then they just posted topic. Someone commented, guys lived a hard life, which is true. Someone said, rats along his back, but they were really just his buddies. Sad face. Someone else said, who? Someone said, not to be dramatic, but I would literally die for him, TBH.
Okay.
Someone said, I haven't watched Encanto, so I'ma just talk about the Neopets version of Bruno. He's a blue Gellert. Smiley face. And then someone said... I don't want to spoil anything about the movie, so I'll just say learning about his experiences put me through a roller coaster of emotions. someone said, anyone not talking about Neopets Bruno needs to speak to Chia Cop immediately. and then someone said, sweet guy, I feel like they all owe him a bigger apology, especially you know who.
Yeah, he kind of does like forgive them pretty quick. And they're just like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, so if you don't care about being spoiled and you haven't seen the movie, Bruno is like he's the uncle of the main character.
Yeah.
And he's like... I've seen some interesting, like, pieces written about this, where it's, like, he kind of is, like, villain-coded, because he has, like, the green, which is usually, like, means they're evil, and, like, everyone is, like, we don't talk about him, like, he's bad, and he has these prophecies, which, like, people don't like, because mm-hmm. sometimes he predicts bad things are going to happen, and he just disappears and they don't know where he went, and it turns out he's been living in their fucking walls
with the rats,
and as we all know, I'm a big rodent lover, yeah. So I was thrilled to see, along with the capybaras, there were some great rat representation, and it's also extremely funny because he has them act out little telenovelas.
Yeah.
And I thought it was the funniest thing.
Yeah.
Also, he's voiced by John Leguizamo.
Yeah, that's right.
Great.
Strange.
Apparently, he improvised some of the dialogue too.
That's cool.
Which I wouldn't put it past him. He's a funny guy.
Yeah.
And it's really sad because he has he's been sitting on the other side of the kitchen stealing food and watching everyone else eat together, and then one of the other characters who can hear anything was like, oh yeah, I knew he was living here the whole time, and she didn't say shit.
Yeah,
which reminds me of this tweet where they're like, Dolores is the real villain of Encanto. Honestly, and then everyone got mad about it because they're like, she was just a child and she probably tried to tell them and they didn't believe her, which is possible.
Maybe.
Mirabelle
finds him, but then they're just like, oh, Bruno.
Oh.
It's good now.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, it's been years.
Yeah.
You exiled your brother.
You didn't even think to look for him?
I know. It's terrible.
Sad.
Also, some of his prophecies weren't even that. If in the song, they list some examples and they're not that
bad.
Well,
and he explains later on, he was he told the one sister that she was going to fuck up the weather on her wedding day, and he was like, I was trying to tell you that so that you would relax about it not worry about it.
So it's
with prophecies, it's hard to interpret them, you don't know exactly what it means,
exactly.
Which we see in the movie. But now that I think about it, he does have some parallels with Neopets, Bruno. If you think about it, both outcasts, look kind of creepy.
Yeah.
No one really likes them.
Over.
Yeah, hunched
yeah.
over.
Yeah.
Green eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't – how did – what happens with Neopets, Bruno, at the end? Does he get to come back his family? Isn't he – is he related to Sophie, right?
Yes. Yeah, I want to say that's right.
I'm going to look this up real quick.
But I'm not 100% sure. I do like that game, though, Bruno's Backwoods Breakaway.
I fucking hate that game. Oh, but I like Bruno, the character, and I feel sorry for him.
I'm a Bruno's Backwoods Breakaway champion. I have the gold trophy to prove it.
I think you mentioned this before.
Yes,
claim to fame. Great.
I would love for that game to come back. I think it's fun. I like it.
Yeah, Sophie is his sister.
Okay.
He lived in a cave for years before being reunited with his sister Sophie and helping her save Neovia. He has since returned home.
Okay, great.
Excellent. So, kind of similar.
Similar. That's cool.
But yeah, in conclusion, Bruno is great. We don't talk about Bruno slaps.
Yep.
I was listening to it the other day while I was working. That and the drip, drip, drip song.
Oh, yeah. That's the one.
Is really, really good.
That one was the immediate standout to me. I was like, oh, that's was stuck in my head for days.
Yeah.
But then, we don't talk about Bruno. I know the kids love it.
Yeah.
The parents love it.
It's
everyone
on TikTok.
Loves it. It's on TikTok. Yeah. Oh, my God. There's multiple TikTok memes using the song.
Yeah.
It just really popped off. So
yeah.
Great.
All right. what's your last post?
Okay. This last one is also from Newbies. And this person said, why does the walkie at the Happy Valley scratch card kiosk act like that? With an unsure emoji. And they said, vibes are incredibly off. and then someone said, honestly, I get MLM vibes from that walkie. Someone said, why does he sit like that?
is he?
And then they said, yeah, she asked me if I was interested in an essential oil sample with a purchase. and then this person said, there are literal tears streaming down the face when someone loses. Shaking my head. She tried to sell me leggings. When she says, better luck next time, there will not be a next time with that attitude.
it's true. There's a lot of sass going on when you lose.
And then... someone said, wait, does this mean he makes the scratch cards himself? We don't know the gender identity of this walkie,
by the way. So I was going to bring this up. I looked him up in Book of Ages, and it says he is male, but there are no actual – I don't know where that's coming from. It doesn't use any pronouns specifically on the scratch card kiosk page. And some people seem to – ascribe female gender. Perhaps the walkie is gender fluid. He also doesn't, he or she does not, or they do not have a name.
Nope.
The only thing we know is there's the description from the TCG card, which says, "This chirpy young walkie has set up a stand in Happy Valley selling scratch cards to passersby. If you are lucky, you could win a fortune."
All right.
So...
Don't know. The last comment on this board is, he does seem really unlikable and passive aggressive for a JPEG of a cat slash husky. I thought it was just me.
Yes. I'm glad you brought this because I also screenshotted this. I saw this board and I was dying. Because it's true. He or they come off very passive aggressive.
Yeah.
And like time. Weirdly emotional.
Yeah. I actually played, because I saw this, I bought a scratch card and I played. I didn't win. And it was just like, yeah, it like cries after. It's like, okay, like.
But then you're like, I'm getting a lot of attitude.
Yeah.
I mean, to be fair, on the homepage, it says it's lucky dip, so I can't guarantee which one you're going to get. Mm-hmm. And smiley face, and they look happy-ish. Mm-hmm. But the way that they are sitting is weird.
Yeah, and there's like pile of snow.
Yeah.
Also, they have little like clovers on the
I guess
rough.
For luck.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's, like, did they put those on there? Are those, like, stickers? Or is that just the way they were born? I don't know how this works.
Don't know, but that was funny.
I would like to know the name and gender of this walkie.
Yeah, not a lot of history
TNT,
there.
If you can or if anyone has, like, references in canon lore, I couldn't find anything concrete. But agreed, they are... Quite a character.
So that's that.
Great. All right. Shall we move on to our items?
Let's do it.
Curiosities.
Okay. So I did a thematic item.
I did two, sort of.
Okay, cool. So Valentine's Day is coming up on Monday. Right. So I literally just searched Valentine and I narrowed it down to what I think is one of the oddest items with Valentine in the name.
Nice.
So it is, what even is it? It's a toy.
Okay.
It was released January 2010. It's not, doesn't really matter, but it was obtained by redeeming a Neo Cash card in real life.
Okay.
In 2010. And it is the King Altidore Valentine Tricycle. Yes. Okay. You heard me correctly. The description is just, a healthier means of transportation.
Okay.
It is a tricycle. It's got the one big wheel in the front, the two in the back. Mm-hmm. It has a heart on the big wheel, which I guess is what makes it a Valentine. And then it has like a little flag. I don't really know what relates it to King Altidore. Maybe the color scheme? Maybe?
Yeah.
But it's just very bizarre that this exists. Like, I don't think... you could come up with a more random combination really of random. Words. Just King Altidore, Valentine, Tricycle?
Okay.
Sure, yeah. I guess.
Like they spun a wheel.
Yeah, exactly. Right, they King threw Altidore. Darts, yeah. And that was what came up. So if you want one, it's about 300,000 Neo points.
Wow.
Maybe people like to use this for customization or whatever, especially as Valentine's
is it wearable?
Up. That's actually a good question. I don't know. Maybe if you want to give it to your pet for Valentine's Day.
A collector's item, I guess.
I just thought it was so bizarre because it's like, why would you even have a Valentine tricycle to begin with? It's one day a year.
What about it is King Altidore? Like,
I think it's just like the color scheme. Because it has, like, kind of the gold and, like, red and silver.
It feels like it's, like, Pepsi halftime show energy. Yeah, or it's like, true. Oh, it's King Altidore's Valentine tricycle. Okay, like.
Yeah. Each tricycle was hand-inspected and stamped by King like, Altidore.
Why?
Yeah, great point. It doesn't make sense. I don't really know why it exists or why it is this way, but...
Great. That's great. I love it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. My item. So I searched. I think I got this from searching a heart. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really have. This isn't really Valentine's, but it.
That's fine.
It's like love, I guess. Anyway, this is a book. It came out in 2009, and it was an advent calendar item, actually. Okay. So I'm assuming that the advent calendar animation at the time probably provided a little more context for what this is about. But out of context, it makes absolutely no sense. So the book is Rags to Asparagus, A Heartwarming Tale. Okay. Gives us no information. There's just a picture of two asparagus with a red bow on the cover of the book. And the description is, this is a heartwarming tale of a young chia. That's it. That's it.
Wow.
That's all we get.
Well, first of all, there's no chia on the cover.
Nope, no chia.
But they did say it's a heartwarming tale, which you didn't really need to say because that's already the title.
It's already, there. So it's literally just about a chia.
Rags to Asparagus, a heartwarming tale.
It just doesn't make any sense.
I kind of want to look up this advent calendar.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Was this year 11?
Year 11. Yeah, rags, like... It's rags to riches, but rags to asparagus?
The only thing I can think of is asparagus is used for Borivan.
Yes.
And that seems fancy? I don't know.
And also there's that page where you can look up like the cost of asparagus and it is like really expensive or something.
Right.
I don't know. It has something to do with that, but I just thought it was weird and silly. And just the description is, this is a heartwarming tale of a young chia. Like, okay, that's great. Like, why would I ever buy that book? It tells me nothing.
Okay, I'm trying to look at the advent calendar archives. Oh, wait. No, I don't want to go on Neopets because they don't have them. I'm trying to get them on Jelly Neo.
Jelly Neo.
Yeah, it has the items that you get. So this was, which day was this? Okay, so this was on December 20th, 2009.
Yeah.
Fingerless asparagus gloves was the other item.
Okay.
And then rags to asparagus, a heartwarming tale. This was also the year they gave out the dramatic Meepit eyeshadow. So they were really, really going for it that year. Okay, where's the advent calendar animations?
The fingerless asparagus gloves are silly. The description is, asparagus is tasty and also makes fun gloves.
So they're made out of asparagus.
I guess. They're wearable.
It doesn't really make sense, but okay. Okay, wait, I'm almost there.
Okay.
I'm almost in. okay. Year 2009, day 20.
Yep.
Okay. God bless Jelly Neo. Oh, wow, the animation style of this is really weird.
Oh, really?
Okay. I mean, it's not, like, bad, it's just different.
Yeah.
Do you look at this.
Oh, that is bizarre. It's like...
It's more, like, realistic, almost.
It's, like, almost, like, 3D. Like...
Yeah. Okay, so this is, so we have here Buzz and a cow with an eye patch.
Right.
An oosel with a baby oosel, and then an asparagus chia that is pouring some Borivan.
Okay.
And it's not actually playing for
Maybe
me.
It's like the chia like gets painted asparagus.
That's what I was thinking. I was like... Because, asparagus is where it ends up.
Right.
So it was just like a normal, like, yellow chia or something. And then it,
then it
raised the Neo points to get itself painted asparagus. And now, I don't know, maybe it owns a fucking Borivan factory,
great.
You can say.
It's a heartwarming tale.
Heartwarming tale, indeed.
Of a young chia.
I don't know if this is supposed to actually play or if it's just not working.
I don't know.
I mean, I know it must have been hard to convert this.
Yeah.
But interesting. He also has a little scarf on.
Festive.
So.
Yeah, so that's that. I don't know.
You know what's giving? It's giving VeggieTales.
Yeah.
It's giving VeggieTales to
they
me.
They do. The asparagus chia does look like junior asparagus or whatever from VeggieTales.
And the fact that this is a heartwarming tale.
Yeah.
Is like, he found this asparagus chia found Christ.
Yeah.
Wow, truly the reason for the season.
It really is
fascinating.
Yeah,
this is a great find.
Yeah, it's just weird. So that's that, and those are Valentine's Day items.
Yeah, just I think that's really what everyone wants this year is a copy of Rags to Asparagus, a Heartwarming Tale, and a King Altidore Valentine tricycle.
I think so. That's what I would want.
Don't try and read the book while you're riding your tricycle, though.
No, dangerous.
Dangerous. Great. All right. Well, I think that about does it for us.
Yeah.
I'm, again, sweating because it's fucking, like, 80-something degrees
here. It's supposed to drop again next week, like, back to cold.
But it's mid-February, and it feels like the middle of fucking summer.
It's dumb.
Climate change, man. But thank you all for listening. Hope you enjoyed the Super Bowl, if you're into that, and Valentine's Day, if you're into that. Hope you're all doing well. And, yeah, thanks, Hannah, for coming over and bringing this delicious pie, which I'm excited to eat later. Yeah. I'm sure it will be. And thanks for being such a great co-host and recording with me on a Saturday.
We were
literally both in the Google Doc last night just throwing it together.
Just a daily grind, you know, working on a Friday night. Yeah, you
know. Wild Friday night.
Yeah.
Thank you also to Mike for those wonderful voiceovers. Thank you to friend of the pod, Jane Mahoney, for our beautiful cover art. And thank you also to Andrew Hahn for our original music that is the intro and outro to this podcast. Thanks for listening. If you want to reach out to us, if you have a question or an anecdote you would like to share, you can email us, neostalgiapodcast@gmail.com. You can also slide into our DMs on Twitter @neostalgiapod or neostalgiapodcast on Instagram and Facebook. We have a fan page. We will post the low-res JPEGs of the items. And perhaps we'll do a Twitter poll on how you pronounce Gruslin or Gruslin.
We will do that.
Would love to know. I guess that's about it. We'll see you in another couple weeks.
Yes, we will. Good night, Mr. Coconut.
Good night, Mr. Coconut.